Golden State Media Concepts bring you Book Review Podcast, a haven for bookworms of all ages and the widest genres, from mystery to memoirs, romance to comedy, fantasy to sci-fi. If you love to read, this is the podcast for you. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and today we are going to be looking at a new author that I have never read in a new series, obviously that I have never read since I've never read the author. It is Wednesday, June 28th, and I actually just heard a giant firecracker go off outside, so hopefully the studio will prevent that from showing up on the podcast, but I can't make any guarantees. If you hear a loud pop or something, just know that we're coming up on the 4th of July and the neighborhood seems to have already bought their fireworks. I did notice that the stands were open today, so it has begun, and hopefully our puppies will not. They usually do pretty well, actually. They don't have a problem with it. They don't freak out too much about fireworks, but I know a lot of dogs do and other animals. So good luck with your pets, your beloved pets, this next couple of weeks as we deal with all of that loud noise and just loud noise. That's all I have. So like I said, today I am doing an author that I've never read before, and this came about because of the joy of social media advertising. And you might not think that's a joy, but as someone whose husband owns an advertising agency, then I kind of understand a little bit more of how these things work. And this ad kept popping up on my Facebook, probably because of whatever I was looking at on Amazon, because of the joys of remarketing. I said joy twice in terms of advertising. I apologize. But remarketing is when you look at something and then you go onto a different site and you see an ad pop up for whatever you were looking at on, let's say, Amazon. And then you go on your Facebook and an ad pops up for the shoes you were looking at on Amazon, etc. And so there's also ways of doing that where Facebook kind of takes what you talk about and what you look at and comes up with things that they think you might be interested in. Sometimes the ads on Facebook are really, really random and weird, and I think, whoa, where did that come from? The algorithm is not working. Anyway, this is not advertising 101, but this ad kept coming up for a book that said it was a combination of Harry Potter and The Hunger Games. It said, your next summer read is here. And I thought, well, that's interesting. Harry Potter and The Hunger Games. Those are very different books. So I went and looked at it, and it turns out that it is the first in a series. And those books have been coming out. There's three out right now, and there's a fourth one coming out in July, and they all have come out in 2017. So unlike a lot of series where you have to wait a whole year in between the books, these have come out in pretty rapid succession, it seems like. So I have yet to discover if there's another one after that fourth book that's coming out in July, but if it is, I assume it's coming out in, a fairly timely fashion. So that's exciting, because you can read a whole series and not have to wait forever for the next one to come out. So it said, as I mentioned, that it was your next summer read, and if you loved Harry Potter and The Hunger Games, that this is a combination of those. And the book, as I mentioned on last week's podcast, is called The Secret of Spellshadow Manor. It's by an author named Bella Forrest. She seems like a really prolific writer. I went and looked a little bit at her Amazon page and at her website, and she's got several series out. And one of the comments I saw on her, I think it was on social media, said that they don't know what she does or how, you know, if she has a life outside of writing, because she seems to just write all of the time and she has these books. But the book didn't feel, you know, sort of mass produced. It was well written. It had a great storyline. It had plot and character development, etc. So I did finish the first one, and I am partway through the second one. So I am just going to be speaking about the first one for tonight's podcast, but I am going to continue reading them because I am intrigued. So let's talk about the book itself. The description on Amazon says, A magic school story with a spine-tingling twist for adults or teens who enjoy Harry Potter. So before I read the rest of that, it is an older audience. Adults or teens, it says, and it does have some darker subject matter, as you would guess from its description of being similar to The Hunger Games. So the description goes like this. What would you do if you spotted a man following a young woman, but no one else could see him? Like most sane people, student Alex Weber thought he was hallucinating. Perhaps he'd consumed something bad at the party he'd been attending that night, or he was severely overtired. But when he sees the mysterious man following Natalie again the very next day, he can no longer disbelieve his eyes. Although she denies the man's existence, Alex sees her walking with him down a road in his neighborhood he's never seen before, and can't help but follow. After a bizarre but strangely short journey, he finds himself standing before a towering iron gate wreathed in gray ivy, behind which looms a decrepit old mansion named Spell Shadow Manor. Spellshadow, with its beautiful yet sinisterly decorated hallways, ever-changing outdoor scenery, and very unusual residents. Alex will quickly learn it is a place that is as wondrous as it is deadly, especially for a normal person like him. What if you found yourself recruited to an institute of magic, only to discover you really couldn't do magic? What if your enrollment there was all one big, terrible mistake? If you were at Spellshadow, you'd keep it a secret. A deep, dark, deadly secret. Because Spellshadow's elusive head is hiding a secret of his own. One that Alex realizes he and Natalie must uncover at all costs if either of them wishes to leave the manor alive and before it's too late. Mystery, suspense, and oodles of twists and turns, an unforgettable experience awaits you in Spellshadow Manor. Welcome in. Pretty compelling, right? So it is, the main character is Alex Weber, and it's told from his perspective. He is a 17-year-old who lives in Middledale, Iowa, and the story starts out with the arrival of an exchange student, Natalie Chevalier, staying with Alex and his mother for 2 weeks. She arrives on the weekend and they go to a party she wants to meet some of the people that she'll be going to school with, etc. And that is where Alex sees this very creepy, very strange man following Natalie and whispering in her ear and being just really, really creepy. But no one else can see him. They're at this party with lots of other teenagers. And it does say he wonders what's in his drink, but he was drinking pop, as far as I can tell, soda, depending on what area of the world you're from, Coke, if you're from the South. And so, you know, he's not drunk, he's not high, he just thinks that maybe he's hallucinating. He sees this man, and then they go home, and on Monday, they go to school, and he sees this man again. This man follows her into class. She comes into the first class and is introduced by the teacher, etc. And this man is right there with her. No one seems to notice. He is constantly whispering in Natalie's ear, and she is getting more and more listless and just withdrawn until she finally says she's not feeling well. Can she go to the nurse's office? After the class is over, Alex goes to the nurse's office to see if she's okay. The man is still there, and she's not really responding to Alex. She is not catatonic, but not herself, not responding in normal ways. And then Alex can see this man, but she still can't. No one else can. And it doesn't seem as though the man can see Alex, which is strange. The man can clearly see Natalie. Alex ends up following them, and as the description says, they go to this creepy manor, Spellshadow Manor, that is on a street. So he thinks they're heading back to Alex's house, but when they turn the corner, Alex looks at the street sign, and it's a completely different street, one he's never heard before. So he follows them, and when they get there to this manor, then the gate opens, and they go through, and Alex follows them in. And he goes into the manor, and he's met by a woman named Siren Maeve, who says, "Oh, there's two of you. He doesn't normally bring in two." And so she just assumes that this man has brought Alex as well, doesn't question it, and sends him into orientation. So Alex ends up at the School of Magic, it turns out. I'm not giving anything away because that was in the description, and he's not supposed to be there. So we are going to take our first quick break, but when we come back, we will be talking more about this book, The Secret of Spell Shadow Manor. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are speaking today about The Secret of Spell Shadow Manor, and it's a tongue twister, I can't seem to say it right, by author Bella Forrest. And I was actually just on her website and on Amazon, and it looks, I mentioned before that she seems to be a really prolific writer, and she's got several series. Looks like there's one, each of them have the word gender in the title, and it says, for fans of The Hunger Games and Divergent comes a story like no other. A toxic river divides the world by gender. So that sounds interesting. She's got a series that it looks like it's about vampires. So she writes a lot of fantasy, a lot of books. There's one series that it said it was the latest released, I think was like number 46. So if you like authors who have lots of books, so you can get into that series, you may want to check out author Bella Forrest, because she has got a lot of books. But today we are talking about The Secret of Spell Shadow Manor, which is the first in the series. There are currently three out, with the fourth one coming out in July. Again, I'm not sure if there will be more, but I am intrigued and want to find out if there will be more. So when we left, then Alex had just gone into Spell Shadow Manor. He discovered that it's a school of magic. He is not supposed to be there. He was not found by the man who found Natalie and brought her in. So he finds himself in this school of magic, and he meets the head, who is this very strange, very old, very scary person who is hard to describe, except that he's a little scary. And so Alex is there, and he knows he's not supposed to be. The next day, they start going to class, and Alex clearly has no magical skills, but he perseveres. And it perseveres, one, because they can't get out. So Natalie is from France. She's an exchange student. She comes for a two-week exchange program in Iowa, and she and Alex now have disappeared basically off the face of the earth. And part of me is really wondering what their families are thinking, what Alex's mother and what Natalie's family in France are thinking, because they're trapped here in Spell Shadow Manor. They cannot get out. They go through various plans to try to get out, but there really is no way out once you are brought in. So it's very different from a lot of magical stories. You know, for instance, Harry Potter, where he finds out he's a wizard, and this is a really good and exciting thing, and he goes to Hogwarts, and he discovers this whole world that he didn't know anything about, and it's an escape from his regular life. No, this is very, very different, where the students are brought to the manor, as Natalie was. She's brought in this sort of catatonic, dreamlike state where she doesn't really know what's going on. And once she's in, you know, they're brought in not knowing what's happening. And then once you're in, you're in. Alex sneaks in because he's trying to figure out what's going on with Natalie, and he's worried about her. But then he's just as stuck as she is. Now, you'll guess from the, I'm not going to give away too much of the plot, but you'll guess from the fact that Alex can see this man that no one else can, that there is something going on with Alex, right? And you do find out what that is in this first book. I'm not going to tell you, but there is something that's going on with Alex. So what happens now is that they have to try to fit in, try to assimilate, at least to the extent that they, the staff and the faculty and the teachers think that they are there, but their goal is to get out. What they want to do is to escape Spell Shadow Manor. So this book is really interesting. It's different. I mean, it does say that it is, you know, if you liked The Hunger Games and if you liked Harry Potter, then this is a book. I don't see as much the connection to Hunger Games yet, although I could see going forward that there might be something along those lines. I'm not sure. There is, you know, it's a school of magic, so you definitely get that Harry Potter vibe. But as I said, it's very different from how Harry discovers that he is, you know, magic and how he ends up going to Hogwarts. It is, it's just, it's different in that regard. It is darker. It's not, you know, graphic or really scary or anything, but there are some darker aspects to this book. There are some duels, there's some battles, there's some things that have been hinted at that haven't fully been explained, but seem like they could definitely lean more toward the Hunger Games type violence. And so this is not a book for younger children, unless they are extraordinarily mature or, you know, they have read this stuff before, but I wouldn't say it's for younger children. Definitely for teens and adults, older teens. And yeah, it's just, it's really intriguing. So the characters, Alex and Natalie, and then once they're in the school, they meet other people. You know, the staff is very strange, they're stuck there too. The staff can't leave either. And it turns out that the only way that you can become there's a mysterious thing called graduation, which doesn't sound mysterious, except that all the students know is that you're there for about 4 years and then you graduate and then no one ever hears from you. The only way to avoid that fate is to challenge one of the teachers to a duel. That's the only way that you can get a teaching position at Spell Shadow Manor. And you have to challenge them and win in a magical duel, and then you become a teacher. So you're still stuck there, but you don't graduate, which nobody quite knows what that means. So very ominous, very dark. As I mentioned before, I saw this via a social media ad, and it said that fans of Harry Potter and the Hunger Games would love this series, which is what drew me to it initially. And as I also mentioned before, it's not terribly similar to Harry Potter, right? There's a lot of differences. And when I was going through, when I was looking on Amazon before I got the book, there's a lot of 5-star reviews. There's more 5-star reviews than anything else. It actually averages out as a 4-star book. The main criticism that I saw on the book was that it is not Harry Potter, which, you know, what is? But that seems to be the main criticism is that people like me saw that it was compared to Harry Potter and started reading it because of that, but that it's not Harry Potter. And it's not. It's, you know, that first book of Harry Potter starts out much more lighthearted. They get a lot darker and more difficult as the series goes on, if you've read Harry Potter. This book starts out with older characters. You know, they're 17 already, whereas Harry was 11 when he started. So, you know, if you love Harry Potter, don't go into this series thinking, oh, this is going to be just like Harry Potter, because it's not. So that is, as I said, one of the main criticisms that I see. I also see that people felt like it didn't really get going with the plot. And it was a little bit slow at the beginning, I felt, but I never felt like I never felt that it was so slow that I wanted to stop reading. I never felt that the characters were undeveloped. I would have liked a little bit more character development, maybe a little bit more of the world itself, because you are left with a lot of questions. But I think that's part of what intrigued intrigues me about this book is that I am left with a lot of questions, and I do want to find out what happens next. So as I'm reading, I'm trying to piece things together, and that just makes me want to read further and find out more. I enjoy the characters enough that I want to see what happens to them in the next few books. I can't say if after reading the second one that I will want to read, you know, the third and fourth ones, but I don't foresee that happening, that I won't want to continue. I can't imagine what's going to happen. I am intrigued enough to try and find out what is going to happen with this story, with this world, with these characters. So we do need to take our second break, but when we come back, I will be concluding this episode on The Secret of Spellshadow Manor by Bella Forrest. Stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast. We are talking today about The Secret of Spellshadow Manor by Bella Forrest. And before the break, I was talking about some of the criticisms that I had read about the book, that it wasn't Harry Potter. And I will say again, no, this book is not Harry Potter. But why would you want it to be? I mean, I love Harry Potter. Love, love, love Harry Potter. But I don't want somebody else to just redo Harry Potter. That would make me annoyed as well. This book is not The Hunger Games either. It is its own, it's its own storyline, and it's different enough that I am intrigued. I want to find out more. One thing that I really appreciate about this book is that, I've said before, you probably are sick of hearing me talk about friendship in books, but that is really the sort of thing. The relationships are what draw me into books. And there is friendship in this book. For instance, Alex and Natalie at the beginning have only known each other for 2 days, but Alex cares enough to follow Natalie to try and figure out what's going on with her. He is concerned enough, and he gets sucked into this world with her. Not because, you know, they are dating, not because they are best friends and they've known each other forever, but simply because he is a good person and he cares about her. And so then when they start meeting other students, they form friendships, and they form really, really good quality friendships where they are concerned about one another, where they care about what happens to one another, where they help one another. They want to try to help each other through this time at this very strange place. So I appreciate the friendships. Could those friendships be a little better developed, or could the storyline be a bit little better developed? Yes, there are some things that you do have to kind of fill in for yourself, but yeah, depending on what kind of a reader you are, a lot of people like that. They don't like everything spelled out for them. They like to use their imaginations and kind of build the world themselves. If you do like things a little more spelled out, then maybe not the series for you, which is understandable. Not every series is going to be this, you know, not everyone's going to love every series. As I said, I really did like this book, and I am intrigued enough to find out what happens next. I am partway through the second book, still enjoying it. It picks up pretty much where the first book left off, so not quite like, you know, they did go through most of the first school year, but as I said, they're trapped there, so they don't really have traditional school years. I do want to find out what happens. I want to find out what happened in this world to make this magical school a place where people can't get out. I want to find out why magic works like this in the world, because it doesn't get fully explained. as to how they are magical or how magic works. So we are trying, I want to know more. I am hooked enough that I do want to know more. So that is what I can say about this. I am intrigued. I wouldn't say that I flat out loved this book, but I really, really enjoyed it. And I want to find out what happens in this world. I want to find out what happens with these characters. I don't mean to make that sound like a backhanded compliment, because it's not. I did enjoy it. I do recommend this. But as with every book, don't go in thinking it's going to be Harry Potter, despite what the ads say. You know, go in, read some of the reviews, read the description, see if it sounds like something that you're interested in. I am enjoying it. I recommended it to my brother, who likes this genre, recommended it to my family, my parents. My mom's not as fond of them, but my dad and my brother love fantasy and they love series. So recommended it to them. It'll be interesting to hear what they have to say if they do decide to read them. So that is my take on The Secret of Spellshadow Manor by Bella Forrest, the first of the series. I would actually like to read some of her other series. Most people talk about The Gender Game as the series that they enjoyed the most. So that's the one that I mentioned in the second segment, the one that is, there's a toxic river dividing the world by gender. So I'm intrigued for that too, just to see what it is. Another thing that I like about this book is that so far we don't have a love triangle. I know that's a common trope in young adult books, but it gets a little old after a while. And I do wonder why there's always one girl and lots of guys in these stories. Where are the women in the magical stories? I know they're out there. I know that there are main characters, but this is another book where it's Natalie and then there's three guy friends, Alex's roommates. So far, no love triangle, which I appreciate that the focus is more on the story and friendship rather than this constant teenage angst over, oh my gosh, I like this guy, I like that guy, they both like me, I don't know what to do. Like I said, that has its place, and sometimes I enjoy it, but it gets a little old after a while. So we'll see if anything develops in terms of relationships, and I can't say there's not going to be a love triangle down the road. Anyway, that's my take. I thank you for joining me today as we talked about The Secret of Spellshadow Manor by Bella Forrest. I hope you will join me when I will be talking about Curious Minds by Janet Ivanovich and Fief Sutton. It is a night and moon novel. It is the first in the new series, and the second one just came out, I believe, this past week. So I'll be talking about Curious Minds by Janet Ivanovich and Fief Sutton. I hope you will join me. As always, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram, GSMC Book Review. And you can download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, any of those apps that you use for your mobile devices. Go ahead and take us with you wherever you go. Thank you once again for joining me. I hope you'll join me again next week. But in the meantime, stay cool, stay hydrated, and go out there and get yourself lost in a good book. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Book Review Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.